Police responded to a report of a shooting at Oakland Skyline High School on Wednesday, where they found a 15-year-old student with a gunshot wound to the torso. He was transported to a local hospital, where medical personnel say he's in good spirits and expected to recover. Attempted murder charges have been filed against two of the victim's classmates, 15 and 16-year-old boys, who were arrested on the day of the shooting. Both attempted to flee after the shooting, but were quickly apprehended. Police say both suspects were armed with semi-automatic ghost guns, which have since been recovered. The three kids are believed to know each other, although no motive has been confirmed. Just one day later, on Thursday, Laney College's beloved football coach, John Beam, was shot in the head on campus. Oakland police announced Friday that Beam passed away from his injuries. Police described the shooting as a very targeted incident. On Friday morning, authorities arrested 27-year-old Cedric Irving Jr. in connection with Beam's death. Assistant Police Chief James Beer said the suspect and Beam knew each other, though not closely, and that the suspect was known to loiter around campus. A firearm was recovered, and charges are pending. Beam was a pillar of the East Bay community and a father figure to the students he coached. Beam was featured in the Netflix series Last Chance U, showcasing the connections he made with players who others wouldn't gamble on. Mayor Barbara Lee remembered Coach Beam at a Friday news conference, offering condolences to his family. She added that these local tragedies point to a larger crisis.
Wednesday and Thursday, two consecutive days, two shootings on our campuses. A student lucky to have his life and a beloved coach lost his. This is the gun violence crisis playing out in real time.
Suspects in both shootings remain in custody. Officials say Oakland's learning communities are shaken. They call the back-to-back shootings a devastating blow to the city's students and educators. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirchner.